There are no limitations on my thinking. Whatever I think, I can do. In my mind, I developed the design and scheme of an entire universe, then I created it. In my mind, I developed how the human circulatory system works, how the muscle system works, how the nervous system is connected and operates. Yes, how the entire human body operates. Then I created it. There is no limitation to my mind because I am the source of all that is. You, on the other hand, have greatly limited your thinking and subsequently have limited your ability. Did I not say that you have the mind of Christ? If you learn to think with the mind of Christ, you will begin to think beyond your limitations. As you begin to think beyond your limitations, you will begin to understand what I can do. You will also begin to understand what you can do, for does not my word say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? Thinking is based on knowledge, and knowledge is based on information. As long as your mind is dominated by natural information, your knowledge will be primarily natural, and your thinking will be limited by the natural. My son thought beyond his limitations. In the natural, he could not open blind eyes. In the natural, he could not cause the deaf to hear. In the natural, he could not raise the dead. In the natural, he could not walk on water. But his thinking was not limited by the natural. Yes, he lived in the natural and had much natural information. But his mind was in tune with my mind, and his thoughts were my thoughts. He knew who he was, why he was there, and what I had anointed him to do. He always thought beyond the real, genuine limitations that existed in the natural. Until you do the same, you will never fulfill what I have called you to do. As I look from heaven, I see the majority of my children living in limitations. They base what they can do for me according to what they can do for me, not on what I can do through them. They see themselves limited by their jobs. But wasn't my son known as a carpenter? They see themselves limited by their families. But didn't my son, Peter, and others have families? They see themselves limited by the total amount of money they can literally access at a particular moment. But did my son have access to unlimited funds in a bank account? Make no mistake, in the natural you do have limitations. According to what you see and have in the natural, you are greatly restricted and limited to what you can do. This is why I say you must think beyond your limitations. I am not telling you to ignore your limitations. I am saying you must think beyond them. Some have made great mistakes when they acted beyond their limitations before they developed a thinking beyond their limitations. They have acted very foolishly and claimed it was an act of faith. In some cases, they have created financial disasters and then pressured their brothers and sisters in the Lord to bail them out. My son's mind was consumed by my mind. He acknowledged the natural, but never saw the natural as a limitation to what he could do. He never allowed the natural to alter his way of thinking as it related to him accomplishing my will. He thought as I would think. Did I not tell you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? This means you have two ways of thinking. You can think and subsequently live according to the limitations you see before you on a daily basis, or you can start thinking according to the mind of Christ and never feel limited by the things in the natural. The more you know of me, and the more that I know becomes what you know, your thinking will change. Consider what I have said in Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. One of the things this verse is telling you is that you should develop unlimited thinking when it comes to what you can do when I am doing it through you. The more you think about what you can do as it relates to what I have called you to do, and what I have said in my word, the more natural limitations will not have an impact on you. Think of the things I've called you to do. Make a list of what you think is keeping you from doing these things. Nothing on that list is a limitation to me. I can change it, heal it, move it, and if necessary, recreate it. I can make all things new as man allows me to move. Stop seeing limitations and start seeing change. You can do this if you start thinking with the mind of Christ. You must step out in your thinking before you ever step out in your acting.